This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Find the home of your dreams. You need to call the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts.
Call my friend Jennifer Carstensen at 685-6000.
She took care of me and she'll take care of you. Visit LiveLoveMemphis.com.
That's 685-6000.
From his hit TV show, The Carbonaro Effect, magician Michael Carbonaro is coming to Gold Strike for an electrifying live performance that families nationwide cannot stop talking about. Friday, February 28th, Gold Strike Casino Resort. Tickets on sale now at goldstrike.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Don't miss out on your chance to feel the effect of Michael Carbonaro live.
Believers, you can close your eyes.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday. Yes, indeedy, we made it, baby. The 21st of February. And look, if you're a little bit down about the Memphis Grizzlies coming up short last night, coming up a little short at the Sacramento Kings, losing 129-125, don't worry, brighten up. They've got a shot, John, to get a win tonight. Put it all behind them. The problem is, it's against the Lakers.
Yes.
Again, we knew it was going to be tough this second half. Almost felt like last night was a must win because of it, because of how tough it's going to be. That said, everything will be all right, y'all.
Okay. Okay.
The sound and the sirens.
It's good to have you back. First of all, it's good to have you back in studio today, Jason.
Well, you did do a mighty, mighty tough job yesterday holding down. And in all seriousness,
yeah,
the Antonio Burks interview was fantastic.
Bro. Man, I really do appreciate that.
Now, I wonder, now, did you...
You got it up on the side if you want to
hold
hear
on,
it.
Hold on, let me...
Who's
me
that going on?
Let me grab this, sorry.
Who's that going... Is that you?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Hello?
What is happening? John right
yeah,
now
this is
literally
this
on
him.
The... Uh-huh. He's literally on the phone or on the radio. That's
a
no-no, I think I was
this
told.
This is new... Point. We're breaking new territory
this,
here.
Yeah, this better be good.
I'm actually interested.
This is Marconi. Yeah. Absolutely.
The Marconi.
You need me outside now?
Marconi calling?
For the Antonio Burks interview that Jason wasn't a part of yesterday.
Yeah.
Marconi people.
You want me to come out? Okay, yeah, I'll be outside in just 5 minutes. Yeah.
We have the interview
the
up on the website, too, by the way.
Award winning interview.
Mid-market sports person.
Now.
Absolutely.
I'll
be outside in just a minute. Thanks.
We have our humbleness on the website as well.
Very little of that, I would imagine, Brad.
Thank you so much.
Brad.
I'll be back in a minute.
Can't even
Mr. Humble himself.
Can't even pat this brother on the back.
He did something, y'all.
Without him taking it too far and literally leaving, he's out of the studio.
Hyperbole, ma'am.
That's how John accepts a well done.
No, honestly,
otherwise known as thank you.
It was I couldn't believe it. I mean, first of all, we've been trying to get Antonio in studio for a while now. And he, you know, he's not exactly a guy that, you know, he's not in front of the cameras all the time, if you know what I mean. Like, he kind of lays in the cut. And so he was super nice to come out. And thankfully, the best part about that was obviously that my career and my star continuing to rise.
We won't have him much longer.
But also that, you know, Antonio, at the end of the year, at the end of the segment, he asked for tapes and highlights of his years at the University of Memphis because he wanted them. He wanted if anybody had them. And we had such a great response from people who had you know, highlights and film of those days. And
did he get overwhelmed from that request on the radio?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So we've got
people are listening.
Oh, I believe so.
God bless.
I believe so.
What
so,
a service. So it wasn't just an interview, John. It was a service provided. You like Kanye when he does church service on Sundays.
Absolutely.
Providing a service.
And so we appreciate Antonio for joining the show
yesterday. Fantastic interview.
But we are glad to have you back, and I appreciate the kind words.
I missed it, and that I'll miss out on that award, but
that's
you
right.
Deserve this one by yourself.
Well, your name will be on it because it's the Jason and John show, so your name will still be on it, so you can feel some ownership, though you know how empty and hollow that will feel.
Thank you.
Given that you were...
you're absolutely right.
Now, we have a big show planned today, Jason, and you're here, and it's good to have you back.
I mean, I see you got four guests on here. You're working a man after his day back from the sickness.
That's right. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Aki Collins, who just tweeted that he had a pothole problem last night.
Well, they're everywhere.
But he's in Atlanta, and so this is
all over our country, everywhere.
This is a nationwide issue.
Especially at this time of year.
Yeah. So anyway, he did tweet out his Mercedes tire. Yeah, I guess he's just trying to flex that he had has a Mercedes.
Got a parrot, got a Mercedes.
Yeah, we're living the life down there. So we'll talk to Aki Collins about the University of Memphis. Big weekend for them as they take on Houston. We'll get into that at 11:25. 12:25, we'll talk NBA with Ben Golliver from the Washington Post, rescheduled from earlier this week. We'll discuss the NBA, the Grizzlies, their road ahead that is filled with, like Aki Collins' travel, many potholes, many potholes ahead for the Memphis Grizzlies in this schedule. 1 o'clock, we'll be joined by Van Lathan, our man from The Ringer. Used to be at TMZ Sports. Now he's at The Ringer. We'll talk to him about getting that gig and that opportunity.
Bill Simmons.
Yeah,
big
man.
Time.
Glowed up for sure. So we'll talk to Van Lathan about all of that. Joe Burrow, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, and more with him at 1 o'clock. Then at 1:25, Joe Theismann. Our man Joe Theismann is going to join us. Lots of change coming in the NFL. Not just, you know, a lot of the attention was on the expansion of the playoffs as well as the addition of the regular season game.
17th game.
But also there are some other interesting things that have not gotten as much attention, which is A, players cannot be suspended under the new CBA. Now, they have to agree to it, but players cannot be suspended under the new CBA for testing positive for marijuana. So Greg Robinson would be good.
As laws across this country are relaxed.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Also, they'll get under the new proposal, they'll get a portion, of any gambling revenue. And obviously, we know how much gambling revenue there is for the NFL.
You're a lot of it.
Yeah, there's
you and Jeffrey Wright.
The NFL is
It's true.
The NFL for me is the best sport to gamble on. That's my opinion, and I know a lot of people who think that way too. So I think it's a good deal. I don't understand why the
Jeff Saturday said it's a good deal. He's a former player.
I'm not putting on a helmet. I'm not out there getting my ass.
J.J. Watt said no.
But I don't know. Do you think there is a also a percentage point? Like the players get a new percentage point, which over 10 years is $1.5 billion. Do you think there is a I don't know, maybe a propensity for the players to just say no to anything that the owners come up with?
Like, I don't know. They said Saturday was talking about this. These things get pretty contentious and can get contentious in just the NFLPA alone, because some of them, John, and even some of your representatives are at a certain level when it comes to salary making, and the question becomes, are you truly representing the player whose career really isn't going to last that long and isn't going to make, you know, what those high-tier guys are, which is really, John, really the average, right? I mean, even talking about running backs and that kind of thing, what's it still two or three years, and do you really represent those guys?
Right.
And would a deal, right, sort of blanket everyone? You know, the top-tier guys, yes, but also the guys whose careers last just 3-4 years, would it benefit them as well? And I think as a result of that, you got different guys fighting for different stuff.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But, look, Saturday, and I think what he says carries a lot of weight, because he went through all the way through it. Saw Jeff Saturday this morning on ESPN, the former offensive lineman for the Colts.
Yep.
Went all the way, said it's better than every area, John, when it comes to player safety, player discipline, holding the commissioner accountable and responsible, bringing in a third party in terms of dealing with some of the issues there so the commissioner doesn't have. He said it's better in every facet. Plus, you're getting the extra money for the 17th game, which to a lot of those players, you hear them say that's the most important thing.
Yep.
I don't know. It looks like a good deal to me. And when I see a former player that literally started as one of those guys who didn't have it, right, took Saturday making a Pro Bowl before he got to the next level. So he's been at every level. When I see him say it's good, it's better deal for the players in every facet than the old one, mm-hmm. I that carries a lot of weight with me.
No doubt. So we will talk to Joe Theismann about all of that.
See what he says.
At 1:25. I guess we've put it off long enough. I mean, I guess we have to talk about it now. The Memphis Grizzlies, who have been the savior of this basketball season in That's Memphis true. So far. They've given us a reason for the season. Perhaps this is the point of the year where, I don't want to say it's not doomed. Like, it's not doom at all. But perhaps this is sort of the point in the season where those visions of a playoff series and getting two home games in Memphis get a little bit more blurry and maybe start to fade away. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not just, because I will say I was one of those people who I was very skeptical at first. To start the season, I think we agreed. We're like, hey, do not worry about the wins and the losses of the season.
Well, I'm still
It's
there.
About the jaw and
you
the Jaron
development. You got swept away, didn't you? You got carried up in
well,
it.
Well, because
you?
They looked
this
good.
This is what I warned about.
They looked good, you know,
yes,
I mean, through however many games. They looked really good. They looked
54.
Yeah, 54 games. They looked like a good basketball team, like good enough to make the playoffs to be an 8 seed, right? They won some important games here at home, obviously against the Trailblazers before the All-Star break. But last night was like that. Was like the ice bucket, right? Like last night felt like the ice bucket.
Like the ice bucket challenge or like a slap in the face when you're sleeping and somebody pours ice water on you?
That one.
The latter.
The ice bucket challenge was for a good cause.
Absolutely.
That was not a good cause last night. That was a very bad cause.
Yeah. You're sort of like just over.
You're sleeping, you're comfortable,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then you know,
give you a heart attack though. I don't know if it's that drastic.
Yeah, but it was either way. When you're sort of plotting this road trip for the Memphis Grizzlies before it begins, you're looking at this one as okay. They can beat the Kings, right? They can beat the Sacramento Kings in terms of the most likely scenarios. And they were favored last night, and they end up going down to the Sacramento Kings. 129-125, and that might be one where you look back and you wish you had it back when it's all said and done.
Well, because of what's ahead, no question about it. And we knew just with the next three being Lakers, Clippers, Houston, we'd said 1-3 on this road trip looked good and applying those potential L's to the last three, not to last night. Now, anytime you're in we saw it last night, with a Kings team that right now probably resents the mess out of you, I would think if I'm a Kings team like that and I've underperformed and sort of this Grizzlies team, albeit having earned it, is up ahead of me in terms of the way people are talking about, what you're going to get is a fired-up team every time they play you. And from a matchup standpoint, the way the Kings get up and down the floor, look, they take JV right out of the game.
Yep.
And so it's a tough matchup for you, particularly when you got a De'Aaron Fox, who, albeit at he's just 6'3", but he's put on some strength since getting in the league. And so to that point you know, he can push Ja, not push him around, but give Ja a little bit of a tussle, even for a guy at 6'3". Ja's 6'3", too, but he's lighter. You know, De'Aaron's had some time to put on his man weight. Anyway, tough matchup for him, especially when you've got a De'Aaron that's coming at you, coming downhill. So it's tough. Here's the bottom line, John. If Dylan Brooks is going to keep going to 4-14, it's going to get really tough.
Yep.
Like, and let's just be real.
Yep.
I think it's 25% over the last 10 games from him in terms of shooting. He's been broke. Let's face it. That's after just getting paid.
Yep.
So that's the part.
That's a little worrisome.
And listen, Giannotto and Jeffrey asked me yesterday, doing a hit with them, in terms of storylines going forward, some of the things that interest you the most, Jason, what you looking forward to this second half, what's most important? One of the things I said was the shooting of Dylan, Jaron, and Ja, because they were so good early in terms of building that 28-26 record before the break. They're shooting, all three of them in particular, Josh so much better than what we thought, what the Grizzlies thought they were getting out of Murray State, clearly. And Dylan clearly shooting 40, Jaron shooting 40%. Does it stay there? Because there had been a sort of regression from all three, and clearly with Dylan, it's been for a while now. And so that was my point. Or is there a regression to the mean of what they really are? Are they these 40 percenters? Like, where's it going to end up? And last night, again, Dylan Brooks goes 4-14, 0-6 from three-point range. You know, he'd been a big part of this. It wasn't just Ja Morant. Yep. You know, Dylan Brooks' shooting had been a big part of this. It's why you wanted to sign him up. You think you're getting a great deal. When he's that ineffective, John, offensively, it's tough. No matter how good your second unit is, and they were good again last night, when Dylan Brooks is that broke from outside, it's not helping you at all. Well, and so that the shooting, John, whether those guys.
No, there's no question. You
know, Jaren got it back last night, 4 of 9 from three. But the shooting is going to be a key thing for these, especially against these better teams.
I feel like Dylan's just in a little bit of a slump right now. Like, I mean, I
got to pull it up. It's bad last 10 games, like really bad.
Well, but like the 10 games before that were like, you know, unbelievable, you know. So, I mean,
25.5 from three last 10 games.
Yeah, I feel like that will sort of even out and he'll be like a 34-35% shooter. But, yes, it is definitely concerning. In terms of last night, you know, we talk about all these deals and sort of how maybe the Grizzlies, by going out and getting a guy in Justice Winslow who can't play for you right now, who's not playing for you right now, but may end up being a huge treasure for you down the road.
I still think he will be.
I wonder if last night was sort of that first time you saw not having Jay Crowder, you know, really hurt you. You know, like really, like that was the sort of quintessential game where you're looking at like, damn, if they had just, you know, had Jay Crowder in that game, because Harrison Barnes goes off for 32. Kim Bazemore had 18, you know, and those are two guys conceivably that Jay Crowder would have been guarding. And you don't have
That's a good point.
You don't have that.
Harrison went off.
But that's part of it, though. That's what you have to sort of – that's the other edge of the sword, right, Jason? I mean, you have to understand that there was going to be some short-term sacrifice with those deals. Like, it wasn't just going to be all hunky-dory the whole way through without Justice Winslow on the court. You know, like when you send off – to a lesser extent, Solomon Hill. Like, Solomon Hill didn't really do much for you. But Jay Crowder, who was going to get minutes and was going to guard the other team's wings and you know, and forwards and be physical with them and things like that, you know, that might be one you chalk up to not having a guy like Jay Crowder on the roster.
Yeah, but you only think of it as a bad deal, right, if you were dead set on making the playoffs this year.
Exactly.
And you're thinking that's the goal.
No doubt.
Which
is
never,
sure.
We all understand,
short-term,
having watched this,
all
right, that's just a very short-term, and it's become a short-term goal because of the great start. But it was never, it's not the long-term plan, which is clearly the more important thing. And so, yes, John, absolutely, not having Crowder. And you figure against these teams, these much better teams, down the stretch here of these games, where it gets much tougher, yeah, you're going to lose that. No question about it. And in some instances, you know, Kyle Anderson, especially from an IQ standpoint, right, great defender. But can he move like Crowder? Can he move like Winslow when healthy? No.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, Barnes got going last night. There's no question about it. And so, yes, that it hurts you in the immediate, but you're only extremely disappointed, right, if you let yourself believe that all of a sudden your main goal is making playoffs, when that shouldn't have been the main goal. The front office has continued to say that's not our main goal. Our plan is long-term, and we're not going to change our moves because of it. And so, yes, John, absolutely, it can hurt you right now, but I think most of us understand that the payoff, hopefully for them, that's got so much confidence in Justice Winslow, is going to be later on. And maybe, John, sooner than we think. Maybe it happens in early March. Maybe he's back beforehand. Justice Winslow, I'm speaking of, and can add to that. But what he's going to give you specifically is some defensive versatility. In a game like last night, you know, another sort of Jay Crowder body, it when healthy, but just a little bit younger, faster. And yes, the Grizzlies can certainly use that.
Yes.
They're missing that right now.
Last night was, I mean, I won't say it was disturbing.
No, you can't.
But it was sobering.
Still ahead of schedule.
It was sobering.
It better be for these folks.
It was like a down to earth. It was like a come back down to earth sort of game, right? Like, that's kind of what it felt like to me. Like, without Justice Winslow playing, you know, when you're out that depth right now, you know, you're gonna have.
I mean, how you feel about the way DeAndre Melton played? You gotta be encouraged by that, right? Had the 24 points. I mean, he loves playing the Kings. My point, the entire bench played.
Yeah.
Right. So if you get Dylan Brooks getting back on track, if you get some of those things coming together, a better matchup for JV again last night, you know, he sort of run off the floor. Look, there's still reason to believe. That said, it's what I've always said. You know, that 28 and 26, if the rest of it's the toughest in the league, that 28 and 26 came against one of the lighter schedules in the league.
It's true.
Okay?
It's true.
And again, we said, well, why is this team so far ahead of schedule? One of the factors is the schedule. So expect it to get tougher. This is a good thing, guys. Even if you don't make the playoffs, this is a good thing. Having teams like the Kings who may resent you a little bit, come out a little extra motivated to go against, like for your young guys, that's good. They need to see this level and how it turns up a little bit. if you think Kings was tough, like we're saying, wait till you see the level the Clippers and the Lakers are at. And that, either way, make the playoffs or not, that's a good thing for this young team to come out of that All-Star break and see, you know what, man? Everybody else in this league's back to business. We better get back to business, too. That's a good thing for a young team that will still, whether it makes the playoffs or not, be ahead of schedule. That's what you've got to remember and not, you know, let this disappointment of last night's loss or worried about what's going to happen these next 25, 26, whatever it is,
right?
27, concern you.
Yeah, because you almost have to adjust your sort of, I think that's fair for a young team. You have to adjust your expectations. Like, nothing necessarily changed, right, other than the schedule. And again, shipping out a couple of, you know, nice veteran pieces. But by and large, the only thing that changed was the degree of difficulty with the schedule. So you almost have to adjust your expectations. If you make the playoffs, that's incredible. It's amazing. I thought, honestly, they would. Now I'm sort of reconsidering that.
If you just keep that as the icing on the cake, though, you never had to adjust anything at all.
That's true.
That was my entire point.
Don't you think people jumped all the way
in? Well, you get caught up in it, and I understand it.
That was the point.
That was the point, is don't allow yourself to let this be some huge letdown if they don't make it. Because, again, all the lessons are still learned. The bottom line, you're still ahead of schedule.
Yep.
No one predicted this. And, yes, factors changed. Ja Morant, a lot better, more mature than we thought. But there's no reason to allow that, right, to all of a sudden it's a damper on a season if they don't make the playoffs.
Right.
Sure, you know, four games less excitement, you don't have the two playoff games. But think about the future of the franchise and how much better off these guys are because of these games. Again, that's always the bigger goal.
Yeah.
And this will always be about more so year three, year four with this nucleus than it is right now.
Now, the question is, okay, let's say in this scenario they miss the playoffs. They finish ninth or 10th or whatever. Let's fast forward to next season. Now, we know they aren't going to do a lot. We know they're not going to be able to do a lot. They're most likely not going to have a draft pick. They don't have any free agency money.
They'll be able to go out and get and bring back DeAnthony on the
right.
Yes,
right. But they won't be able to add, is what I'm saying. Like, they may be able to keep, but they won't be able to add.
Free agency. Yeah. That's done.
So will it be a disappointment if they miss the playoffs next year? Will it be a disappointment if they don't? I mean, that's sort of the question.
Absolutely right. And to the point, we've talked to a lot of people. We've seen teams that look ready to take the next step. Right, like a phoenix. And John's right. I've been saying they're about ready to take the next step for about 3 years
since the show started.
And you'll essentially have had some regression.
And eventually you'll be right.
Let's face it, the Kings, a lot of young talent there. They haven't seemed to do it. Everybody's got Atlanta sort of pinned as the next one, right, with Collins and with Trae Young.
Yep.
And yet, yes, they just beat Miami. And yes, you figure it's coming, but it hasn't come yet. They're still bad. So that's go back to the point on the Grizzlies. There could be regression next year. That's regression, John, is when I would be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would hope that the fundamental progression for Memphis is after a year of, in your scenario, barely missing the playoffs, that the next step is making, but there's no promise there. What you have to hope for in terms of expectations next year is there's no real visible regression, right? That you're at least still in the hunt. You're one of those teams because you know, that is the danger of being this far ahead of schedule.
Indeed.
Right, is that you don't make it in the second year. You
Indeed.
Start really telling yourself, but what you've got to watch, I'm more concerned about development. Has that taken a step back? Right, is Dylan Brooks not the same guy next year that I was so confident in that I was willing to, that I wanted to sign him up and get him on this good deal right now? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, continued progression from those guys, more important next year than even making the playoffs, because then you'd still only be in year two of this plan, of the new Ja plan.
Yeah.
Three for Jaren, but you're still so early in it, John.
No doubt. So anyway, it was a sobering loss last night for the Grizzlies. Now, if they can steal one from the Lakers or the Clippers or the Rockets, all this is null and void, right? Like, you make up for that. But you're going to be underdogs in each of those games. And so it will be definitely a tough road to hoe, no question about it. All right, when we come back, Aki Collins is going to join us, Jason. We'll talk to him about the University of Memphis. They have a big game on Saturday. It sounds like Quentin Grimes may be out. That helps.
Break. A little bit of a break.
That helps. We'll get into all that with Aki Collins when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Finally, I get what I really want to drive and get it at a wholesale price. My tax refund is all I need. Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View has the best SUVs and trucks and every car you could want. Jeeps, Tahoes, Escalades, 4Runners, Silverados, Rams, and F-150s. They even have layaway plans so you can get your car or truck today. I saw wholesale prices at just $5,000, and Wholesale Unlimited has a lot of them. Wholesale priced at just $10,000 or even less than that. Mustang convertibles, Mercedes, Infinities, BMW, Lexus, Camaros, Camrys, Maximas, Hyundais, and Hondas. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. A little money goes a long way when you buy cars and trucks at wholesale, and the tax refund makes it even better. You can see them all online at WUCars.com. That's WUCars.com. Or just Google Wholesale Unlimited and find what you want. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on WMFS. You can thank me later.
Spring cleaning every year is a thought most of us don't even want to consider. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I have a perfect solution. Clean up and then move. As long as you're cleaning up anyhow, do it and take advantage of this fabulous real estate market we've been in. Low rates, low inventory, create a perfect storm for home sellers. But before you go any further, think about talking to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let me be one of them. No, I'm not going to help you clean, but I can guide you about making your home more desirable, to make more and make it quicker. Buyers are picky today, and I know how to draw them to your home like flies to honey. I have a highly successful strategic marketing program with the tactical advantage of the Shellbucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Shell Done Rosengarten. You can reach me at MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546. That's 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now and go Tigers.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are 2 new restaurants, too. Budruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving and that Lambo doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus now.
Every single Friday at this time, we're joined by Aki Collins, former University of Memphis basketball assistant. The coach, NBA scout. He was driving along in his Altima last night with the Mercedes hubcap, and apparently, what happened, man? Did you hit a pothole? I'm gonna blame the driver. I'm not gonna blame Georgia Rhodes here. I'm gonna blame the driver of the '98 Altima here.
Listen, man, had a great evening at the game last night. Was driving home, and I'm not gonna say how it. The person in front of me swerved. And I did not swerve, and I hit the pothole, got on the highway, and I was like, man, something doesn't feel right. Got out, touched the tire. I'm like, all right, still all right. Kept on going a little bit further. I was like, nah, something's wrong. Pulled over, and that's when I realized I was riding on a complete rim.
Man.
It's crazy. The guy was definitely looking out for me last night. He definitely had me in his prayers. Well, I'm glad I didn't get into the middle lane. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
My gosh, I could be glad you're okay.
No doubt.
No, I'm good. Nothing happened. Everything's all right. Just got to get a new tire.
You know what? That is probably, Aki, how Penny Hardaway feels about his basketball season. He was just sort of driving along in his nice, what is that? Was that a Beamer? What, you got a Benz over there?
A little Benz.
Man, good, man. They paid good at Memphis, huh? You invested that joint.
Hey, you gotta do it, man.
So, you know, Penny's driving around. You know, he's driving down the interstate. He's got his Mercedes Benz. He's got James Wiseman in the back, and then boom, pothole, NCAA.
James Wiseman fall out.
James Wiseman falls out of the car, and he somehow ended up in Miami with a trainer. How the hell did this happen?
You gotta put the safety belt on, man. You gotta have my kids locked in.
That's exactly right. But for all of the turbulence of this season and for all the potholes that Memphis has had to evade and in some cases actually ended up hitting this year, their at-large hopes are not dead. They're on life support, but they're not dead. This weekend against Houston at home, I believe it would still constitute a quad one win. What if you're Penny Hardaway right now? What are you thinking? What's sort of going through your mind right now about this season? Are you totally like just one game at a time? We can't really think about any at-large possibilities. If this thing happens, that thing happens. Like, what sort of is the mindset right now, you think, for Penny Hardaway?
I think that's it right there. It's one game at a time. I would disagree with you a little bit on your assessment of the at-large possibilities.
You said it was over last week. Yeah, you said last week is over.
Yeah, I just think that's over, and that's not.
What, you on the committee now or something? You on the committee?
No, I'm looking at their body of work. I'm looking at the body of work and how they're being viewed right now because you're playing without two starters essentially.
No doubt.
I don't personally see it. Now I could be wrong. Like you said, I'm not on the committee. I just don't personally see that as a realistic goal. I think more realistic and tangible and something that you can definitely work toward is focusing on getting better every game and then preparing for the conference tournament. Because no matter at large or not at large, you take all the guesswork out if you win four games in the conference tournament, three or four games in the conference tournament and win that championship. Then you don't have to worry about your at large seeding and all that other stuff. You're in. So if I'm Penny, I'm talking to those kids, hey, we got Houston this weekend. We got to take care of business with Houston. We split our weekend. We split last week with UConn and ECU. So we gotta win one at a time, build on that, and then if we're playing our best basketball come March, we go play in the tournament, win three or four games, cut down the nets, and now we're in. And that's the thing you can control, and that's what you focus on.
For your money, Coach, is Kelvin Sampson the best coach in the AAC?
Without a doubt. I mean, I've coached against Kelvin way back since his days at Oklahoma when I was at Colorado. Mm-hmm. He just finds a way. Doesn't have the guys aren't sexy. They're a bunch of no-name guys that you never heard of before, come from different backgrounds, but he always gets a group that works hard together. They play hard and they win. And so he's one of the best coaches out there. Just in the conference, just in the country. He's one of the better coaches in the country.
Why are some guys able to do it at all levels, Coach? And I guess for Sampson, you know, who at one time, you know, was being courted again to go back to the league. Why are some able to do it at all levels, and then some like Beilein can't figure it out how to do it at all levels? You know what I mean?
Well, and Beilein is a unique situation. I mean, he's never been an assistant coach before in his life. Like every job he's had, he's been a head coach someplace.
That's interesting.
So, you know, when you've been a head coach for that long, and high school, college, there are a lot of similarities between the two. So some of the methods that he used in his previous stops work. They transition to where he's going. The NBA is a different animal.
Absolutely.
You're not the king anymore. The players are the kings. And so that's a hard, hard adjustment for some people to make. I mean, Rick Pitino's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about the restaurant and the dancers, but we just talked about him as a coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and he struggled in the NBA. It's just a different mentality, and some guys aren't – I'm not saying they're not built for it. It's just hard for them to make that adjustment when they've had success doing it one way, and they don't see why they can't do that at the next level. And I was just reading an article, you know, B-Line's trying to have practice on Christmas Day. College kids complain about that, but they don't have no control over it because of the scheduling. NBA, if you're not playing, you're not practicing. It's just as simple as that. And for him not to be able to identify that just speaks to how difficult it is to make that transition.
You hold anything against those pros that playing thug life in there every time B-Line comes in, you know what I'm saying? Or you know, that playing all the bone thugs and harmony.
Ruggish.
You know, is that just the NBA? That's the other world of it.
Like, it's not the NBA. It's a leadership thing. And that's, you know, I get it. But somebody needs to be in that locker room saying, hey, guys, we can just go upstairs and talk to Kobe and say, hey, Kobe, this is what's going on. Like, we don't agree with that. You know, Kobe grew up literally right around the corner from me. So they can walk into Kobe's office and he's receptive enough to be like, hey, listen, what's going on? And they can say, Kobe, we don't agree with what John said. Like, it's a bigger thing than you may believe it is, but you really take exception to what supposedly was said. But championship teams have leadership that can do that.
I feel you.
Young teams don't, and that's where they are right now.
We are, of course, talking to Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant coach, NBA scout. You were here when the University of Memphis moved to the American Athletic Conference, right? Like, that was that your first year, their first year in the AAC?
My first year was the last year in conference USA.
Oh, so you're the perfect guy to ask this question to. I mean, what if I would have told you when you got here that the move to the AAC was going to be more difficult on the basketball team than it would be the football team? Like, you would have looked at me like I was absolutely insane. But me and Jason were talking about this before the show started. Mm-hmm. Memphis is on pace to finish, what, like fifth again in the AAC. Maybe they get to fourth, but fifth. And it's just been like that. It feels like they've finished fifth more times than not in the AAC. Why has it been so hard? I mean, I think people expected Memphis to come in and perennially win the AAC. Why has it been so difficult?
You know, I think the years in Conference USA, and I can't remember how many years Memphis was in Conference USA, it starts to spoil you because you are the big fish. You have the best of everything in the conference. So there are built-in advantages, the recruiting base, the facilities, the fan base. I mean, it just, you walk in, you're going to win. You're going to win those battles. As you move to a different conference and other programs have invested in their program the way some of the schools in the AAC have, it just makes it a little bit more difficult. There's still room for success. There's still a chance for them to, you know, be the big dog, so to speak, in the conference. It's just getting that footing. And right now, the program hasn't found its footing. I mean, it's been probably about, 12 years since they've been to the Sweet 16. And I know the fan base is going crazy about that. And so, and rightfully so, that, like, Memphis should be in the Sweet 16, you know, in 11 years, 12 years, you know, I'd say, you know, 5 or 6 of those with ease. You know, just based on the tradition of the program and what you could do at the program. So, right now, just going through a little lull, but I think, you know, the next year or so is going to be really, really important to the overall health of the program, you know. And what that means, I have no idea. Like, if it means Penny's the guy. I know I left you open. I heard your silence. But what I'm saying, like, he can still do it this year. And it is never a knock on Penny. Like, he can do it this year. It's all about seedings and runs. You know, I look at a guy like, you know, I used to have this comparison all the time, you know, just on paper, not talk about personalities, looks, anything like that, just on paper. What is the difference between Josh Pastor and Shaka Smart in terms of resume when I was still at Memphis? Well, Josh had a better body of work. Shaka had never won his league. He had one run where they were the last four in that, you know, he had that Final Four run. And that has made his reputation. But if you examine it, those guys he went with, those were Anthony Grant's kids. You know? So it's just a matter of seeding, like, I think the year before I got here, they played the 8-9 game against St. Louis. That team probably should have beat St. Louis. But it's Rick Majerus' final season.
Right.
And so I have feelings about officials to begin with. I'm not saying that they didn't get a good whistle at that game, but I can imagine if I went back and looked at it, there were probably some questionable calls because it's Rick Majerus' last go-around. So, you know, Josh gets over the hump that year. Well, the next year.
That's a theory right there, Aki, that you're just dropping on us right now. You thought Rick Majerus got a favorable whistle because they knew he was gone?
100%. I mean, I have some conversation with some guys. I work with a bunch of the guys that coach at Florida with Billy Donovan, and one of our guys that we were having a conversation one day, and we're talking about a game, and he was like, yeah, y'all never win in a game. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, listen, during the game, we knew we were going to win that game. I can't go any further because it was a private conversation, but, like, he said it with such conviction, I knew exactly what he was talking about. You know, it just – And fans hear about it all the time. It happens. It's human nature, you know. Some guys are just familiar with other guys. But, you know, our first year when we ran the slate in conference, went undefeated, well, we lose to Louisville at home. They shoot 41 free throws in our building. Why? Because we went down to the Bahamas and didn't play very well, and there's no way that those refs wanted to let us beat Louisville. Well, we lose to them, then run off 18 in a row, and we get a 6 seed. Great. But the 6 seed, that means our second game is against Michigan State in Detroit. Like,
got screwed on that one.
We got screwed.
No doubt. 100%
we got screwed.
Absolutely. That was a home game.
We get a better seeding, a true seeding, instead of getting screwed. Maybe we win that next round game, and now we're not even talking about 11 years since it's been to the Sweet 16. So things like that happen, and it is the life of college basketball and sports in general. But I think once Memphis gets over the hump and gets back to where they're accustomed to being, it'll be smooth sailing for a while. Mm.
As a college coach, if you're in that spot, your program, you rubbing your hands together with these new transfer rules, thinking about all the guys you're going to be able to get your hands on immediately, or are you pulling out the little couple of hairs you still got left on your head because you're worried about what you're losing? Like, which way are you looking at it?
Man, I'm whatever pass ball is, that's where I'm at with these rules. I mean, I've experienced it where literally guys have walked in the handshake line and tried to actively recruit a kid off of our roster.
Wow.
It happened twice while we're at Memphis.
What?
Happened twice while we're at Memphis.
With who?
Who tried to get your players?
Well, we suspended Dom and Karan in New York because they skipped curfew. Nugget for the crew. All right, nugget for the fan. They skipped curfew, so we suspended them. Literally in the handshake line, one of them got approached about.
Wow.
We play Oklahoma State one of those two times that year, and the other kid got approached.
Really? So Oklahoma State was one of the schools that tried to recruit your guys?
Yep.
That was Travis back then.
No, it wasn't right. Travis.
No?
It wasn't Travis. I know who it is, and I've had
I was just saying his staff, not accusing him. Okay. So it was, make sure I had the right
staff.
So
it was Oklahoma State and Florida?
There you go.
And you guys were like, this happened like in a game atmosphere.
This
like,
is the year that y'all won five against AP-ranked teams then, if you're talking about that Oklahoma State year.
Literally walking through the handshake line.
Wow.
A coach says, so, hey, man, if you're not happy, we got you.
But see, you know what, though? Like, I mean, that's another reason.
The bad thing about it, it's not somebody who it's never
who you think it would be.
Right. It's never one of the full time coaches. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never one of those guys. It's one of those kids that's in charge of identifying the transfer wire, looking for possible replacements down the road, making all the calls. It's always one of those eager guys that really doesn't understand what they should be doing or how to conduct themselves the right way. That always starts some nonsense like that.
Man, you talk about.
But do you think it's going to be like, because you've already laid it out like that, right? Like you've already said, like, you know, coaches are telling, you know, your players in the handshake line, hey, if you're not happy, we got a spot for you. Like, it's not going to be vastly different, is it, without the penalty? I mean, it sounds like there's already a culture of, you know. And by the way, let's also say this. We haven't said this yet. Coaches leave for better jobs all the time. They ain't got to sit out.
And I guess the adult in me thinks that's okay. Because, you know, it's messed up. The system's messed up. We've all kind of fit into the system. I know there's this whole groundswell now to uproot the system. Sometimes you got to be careful what you do. It's just my thing. Like, okay, you got to really, really think about this. Like, I don't want it to be, if I'm a college coach, I don't want it to be July 1st and a kid comes to me and says, hey, I'm leaving.
Oh, that'd kill you. Right, that hurts.
Well, it happened with Memphis with Austin.
That
Nichols.
Was Austin right there. That one. That's why that one got so painful, wasn't it?
You know, that's my concern. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a cutoff date,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair to everybody.
I'm with you on that. Got to be a date. Yeah,
it's fair to the kids. Give them the flexibility to leave. Now, if there's a coaching change, late
free.
Okay, we can. You know, add a date, you know, you have 15 days or 20 days to decide your future. I get that. But if there's no culture change and you just decide on June 30th that, you know, Hostos Community College has a better better spot for you than wherever you are, that I don't agree with. I think that's bad. I think it's bad for the sport. I think it's bad for the coaches. I think it's bad for the kids. Because one of the things that people aren't realizing, it's one of the biggest issues we have in college athletics, particularly basketball and football, these kids are not being taught how to fight through adversity. Mm. What they're hearing is, hey, if it's not working out for you here, okay, I got something better for you. And a lot of times, the situation is not better for the kid. It's better for the person that's in the kid's ear. But they don't have the ability to filter that because they're being mentored by whoever these people are that for years have supposedly had their best interest at heart. You know, I coached my youngest son's team, and I forgot what he did the other day. He did something, though. He hit a shot, and he turned around and started, you know, trash talk with the kids, so I pulled him out of the game, and he did something else. So, in practice, I kicked him out of practice. Totally wasn't going to play the next game. He's 7 years old. He's, like, losing his mind, you know, begging me all week. So I played him, you know, I sat him out the first quarter and played him the rest of the game, and he played awful because his mind was messed up. But the whole week I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with him. And, you know, you have the parent, you don't ever want your child to suffer. But then the coach in me is like, I got to teach this kid a lesson because I don't want somebody else to get my kid years later in college and him be an issue because he was never taught how to conduct himself.
How to be coached.
How to be coached, exactly. Mm-hmm. And what it was is he didn't still like practicing. He was practicing poorly. His mind was already messed up before he got there. And so he was acting like 7-year-old kids act. Mm. And I tried to tell him, I said, you know, not only are you the best player on the team, but your dad is one of the coaches. So there's a double responsibility that's placed on you because of that. Everybody's looking at you trying to figure out, okay, well, if he acts that way, it's okay for me to act that way. And I was like, I'm doing you a disservice if I don't coach you hard.
Teach the lesson.
That's my child.
Yep.
You know, and so he'll be better for it moving forward, but in the short term, he's troubled.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that because I know the bigger picture is once he leaves my house, he's out there on his own, he's equipped to deal with real-life situations. And I think in sports, basketball specifically, we have a culture where people aren't willing to do what's tough for the long-term benefit for that kid. They want to do what's convenient in the short term because the kid gets to play, he has a chance to go to pros. Yeah, he's going to get to the pros, but he's not going to be equipped to stay there. And that's what we have to fix.
Yeah,
you're so right, Aki, because your son just announced on Twitter he's entering the transfer portal.
Yeah,
he wants a new coach and dad.
He moved.
Said you're too rough on him, brother.
He moved.
He said your driving's put him at risk, man.
Yeah, he's out.
I can't blame him. I can't blame him. I mean,
I'm not mad at the kid.
The evidence is that the evidence is right there. I mean, you put it out. So anyway, now he doesn't have to sit out. You know, that's the good thing. Hey, Aki, man,
this is some of the best radio we do, man. Thank you for it.
Hey, very rarely does the Memphis Tiger message board enjoy anything we do, but this segment. It's got an approval rating from the Memphis Tiger.
True?
It's true. They love the Aki Collins segment. Yeah, they say you don't pile on, man. They say you keep it real on Tiger.
I appreciate. I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity to come on with you guys. Just give you a different perspective. I understand the culture and the mindset, the mentality of the city right now, and I know it's not easy. But whatever happens, the program will be fine. It's on solid footing. They got the financials up, which is obviously a huge part of the job.
Yep.
I just think, you know, it's going to just take getting over that hump. And I think the program will be fine. The city will be on fire. And, you know, learn from this experience. There's a lot of high expectations, but we got to make sure that we keep them in check because you want to celebrate that first Monday in April. Signing day is great. You know, first season is great. This program is built to eventually cut down the nets that first Monday in April. It's just going to take the right circumstances and good health and you know, making sure that you got guys in there that stay injury-free. It's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner rather than later.
There you go. Aki, man, appreciate the time, man.
Coach.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Great weekend, brother.
Yep. He is Aki Collins. Joins us every single Friday here on the show. Appreciate his time as always. Florida and Oklahoma State.
Man, I hadn't looked. I hadn't gone back and looked at that St. Louis game and all the calls that Memphis got jobbed on. My gosh, did you hear
that? I mean, it wasn't.
I'll give you a bad matchup for you.
Exactly. The fact that St. Louis just sold out for the transition. Like, it wasn't like they just totally just stylistically. So
you're going to get the coach's side.
I get it. I mean, I'm sure there were some calls there that were – or it wasn't the fact that Will Barton and
– And Chris.
We're going at it. I mean, come on.
That hurt a little bit.
No, but I love Aki. You know, I understand. We can give him that. We can give him a few calls. I got to go back and watch the whole game now.
I do, too, now.
Yeah, did we know that at the time it was Rick Majerus' last go-around?
I believe so.
We did know? Okay.
Yeah, remember that. That was the story. Okay. That's why we said it was a bad matchup for Memphis and poorly done, much like with Michigan State. They got that sixth seed that year.
Indeed. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Joe Theismann in the third hour. We'll talk to him about all the changes coming to the NFL, potentially 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at 3 locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare 5-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. 3 locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Time Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, just make sure you call the pros at Black Time Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving precious pieces of your life. And the good folks at Black Tie, they understand that. I know because that's who I went with a few years ago, and I am so glad I did. They made moving easy. I didn't have to think about it. They came in. Everything went where it needed to go. Nothing got broken. Nothing got scratched up. They got the best team in Memphis. So call them today. Book your move, 316-6196. It's going to start booking up fast because spring is almost here, which means moving season is going to kick up into high gear. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change your moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Are your wiper blades streaking, chattering, or skipping? Save $8 per pair on Bosch Icon wiper blades, plus earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lunchtime, why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road, or for those of you in Mississippi, South Haven, Mississippi to be exact, 7090 Malco Road. You can get your Wing Guru fix from any one of those three locations. You're going to get the best wings all of in this country, quite frankly, now in the tri-state area, certainly here in Mississippi. From the man, Billy Richmond, who just celebrated a birthday and who is the former Tigers basketball player, now turned Chicken House entrepreneur, John Martin.
He's got an empire of chicken, Jason.
Yes, he does.
And he is standing on top like Rick James and the Temptations.
Well timed.
thank you, man. Turn it up, Brad!
Stone Cold Jam, as my man said.
They have the best wings in the city of Memphis and in the whole entire universe. The entire world, entire galaxy. The Honey Suicide, the Garlic Sriracha, Spicy Taco, 901. You know the deal by now. But also try the Gourmet Burger, because the Gourmet Burger will also open up a new portal for you in your personal life.
This is what John Martin was doing after that Burks interview yesterday.
That's right.
That's right. The Marconi folks have called John Martin on his way to what I predicted very early on in this show, to a national spot here very soon based on what he's done. Billy Richmond
Give
already
it to
gone.
Him.
Billy Richmond already gone national on you. And when you see
they're calling again.
Tell him that Jason and John sent you. John's got another call
Hello?
Coming.
Hey.
Another award?
No. It's not. It's an agent.
An agent. Yeah. Yes. Well,
sign him, please.
Yeah, no,
sign him.
No, I can't. I'm in the middle of the show.
Sign him.
Saw what John did with the Burks interview yesterday. I believe at one point, and this is for real, did you had Burks crying, right?
Yeah, hold on.
Is that
all right,
I wasn't in
it.
Here.
Okay, I'll call you later. All
so
right,
I can't vouch for the actual. I didn't see, but didn't that got that emotional, like,
oh,
like
no,
seriously,
it did.
Right?
It yeah. did, yeah.
That's a good job, John. That's an impressive job.
Well,
you got a man crying on the other side of the table, seriously.
I will say this. Burks and I did talk after he got out of here yesterday, and he told me. And it's nothing I did, honestly. It's the platform that we're on. But he said that he felt a release that he had never gotten before. He felt a relief that he had not felt before, because he's never really had an opportunity to talk about it. You know, it's not, and I understand, like, it's not something that you sit around and want to talk about. I mean, the guy's had 21 surgeries as a result.
Oh, man. You know. No, he has been through it. It speaks to your relationship with him that he felt that comfortable sitting across the table and opening up like that.
Well, I certainly appreciated it. You know, it's hard. I mean, because what do you say? What can you say in that moment? You know what I mean? I mean, that's a deeply personal and potentially, I mean, it was life-threatening, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time where I think we didn't know whether Antonio Burke was going to walk again.
Absolutely.
You know, certainly it affected his professional basketball career.
Exactly what his future was going to be.
And there are some misconceptions about that. You know, there are some misconceptions about the circumstances of that incident. And, you know, I can understand why he's frustrated and angry and, you know, and feels a certain type of way about it. But he said he thinks about it every single day. And I don't blame him. I mean, I think who wouldn't think about it every single day?
Yeah, I was intrigued, John. I thought, again, not to pat you on the back too much because your head will just explode. That said, very seriously, from the basketball standpoint of it, can I tell a serious part here without them, the award winners calling?
It's crazy.
You really don't even need this.
No.
But from the basketball side of it, even the taking Courtney Trask's job, right?
Yes.
That part of it was fascinating.
Yes.
Go back and hearing those stories.
Because he transferred.
To the point of literally a guy who's been through a life and death situation and is obviously still very emotional
as a
result of those things. Probably hadn't talked about it a ton, it didn't sound like. And to your point, was getting this out, it felt like, you know, hearing it felt therapeutic for him.
I think it was.
I moved here in 2004, so right at the end of Antonio's run with the University of Memphis, right? This is before his pro career and whatnot, or a short stint with the Grizzlies and whatnot. What was most fascinating to me after you did the interview, I posted it on the Jason and John Facebook page, and then below it is where the comments come in. And there was probably, I guess, 7 or 8 guys who started commenting like,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.